Energy FM. We play it. You love it.
It's Energy FM Sport and we're talking hockey. Joined in the studio now by James Russell. And James, this summer, a chance for people that don't always play hockey to get involved.
Yeah, absolutely. We're seeing the return of the business league this year. Up until about 4 or 5 years ago, the MHA ran every summer a chance for businesses, groups, organisations, whatever, to get involved in hockey and enter a team into a business league. It's not too long, it's not too much organisation, so hopefully it should be good fun. Basically, we're looking for groups of at least 11, so hopefully a squad of about 15, yeah, to enter from various organisations and various clubs, organisations, whatever you are around the island, enter a team into the business league. At the moment, we're looking at having four fixtures for each team that enters. They'll be on Sundays in July and August. It'll be a great opportunity to get out there and socialise with your work colleagues, with your team, organisation, whatever, yeah, you are. You know, go out, play a game of hockey, run around a bit, and perhaps go to the pub afterwards for a bit of a catch up.
And it'll be a great opportunity as well for people that maybe have never played hockey before to go along and see what it's all about.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we're organising it. Really, it's some. You know, we do a lot of work in hockey to bring in the youth, bring in the kids, and that's a great thing. But we have this feeling that there's people around in offices in their 20s, 30s, perhaps 40s, 50s, whatever. I won't put an older age limit on it. But there's plenty of people sitting around there in offices who listen to this and think, I'd like to get involved. Well, here's your chance. You know, ideally, we're looking for teams where you've got perhaps a two or three, perhaps a few more. Sort of week in, week out hockey players to hold the team together, and everybody else has a chance to get involved. Nobody's gonna laugh at you if you don't, yeah, know the rules. JP, you'll know about that one.
We'll talk about that in a bit, James. We'll talk about that in a bit.
Nobody's gonna laugh at you if you don't know the rules. The umpires aren't gonna, you know, get angry with you for not understanding. It's a chance for everybody to get involved. So should be good fun. Hopefully it'll be nice. Hopefully we'll have a string of nice sunny Sunday afternoons and everybody can get out there and enjoy themselves.
For people who are wanting to get involved, they think maybe there'll be a teams with loads of hockey players in. For example, Valkyrie's men's aren't gonna put a hockey team in the business league, are they?
Well, no. I mean, the real aim of the business league is to bring people in from outside the sport and give them a chance to get involved. So, you know, hopefully I hope that the top end of the leagues will be competitive and people will, yeah, get out there and they'll want to win, and you know, there will be some good hockey played. And but on the other hand, it really is about getting new people into the sport.
And it's called a business league, but it's not primarily just for businesses, is it?
Looking back at what used to happen 5 years ago when it was organised, it was mostly businesses that were entering, because obviously you need a fairly big organisation, yeah, to be able to find 15 people or a minimum of 11 people who are able to go out there and play on a Sunday. But I mean, you know, I was chatting to Hayley about this earlier this week. You know, organisations like the Young Farmers, people, yeah, like that, are more than welcome to enter a team.
And if they want to enter a team, how do they do it?
Basically by contacting me, James Russell. Facebook's a fairly good way of getting in touch with me. Failing that, I'm using the hockey club's email address for requests, saracenshockey@hotmail.co.uk. Note the .co.uk at the end. That's saracenshockey, all one word, at hotmail.co.uk.
That's brilliant. We'll put all that information online as well, and you can listen again to that if you missed a few bits. energyfm.net.
You're listening to Energy FM.